Today's podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Now in stock. Order now at HowieCarshow.com, click store, and get it delivered in time for Christmas.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
You either have grace or you don't.
Read Grace's work in The Spectator and see her recommended reading at GraceCurleyShow.com.
She's a nasty woman. She's a really nasty woman.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show.
Grace. Grace Curley.
Grace!
I tell you, you can hate Donald Trump if you want to. I don't happen to, but there are people out there who don't like him. But there is no arguing at this point that the man has stamina. Even today, Taylor, what is he going on now? Is he still talking right now? When I checked my TV just a minute ago.
He just wrapped up.
Gosh, the man just does not stop. It's really incredible. Donald Trump is not happy about the way the media is covering the Epstein files. And I think that it's all kind of starting to unravel. And Stacey Plaskett is a good example of it. So let's rewind a bit here, okay? Stacey Plaskett is a delegate from the Virgin Islands. And during Michael Cohen's 2019 congressional testimony, again, that was something else that was going to bring down Trump, Taylor. Because right now people are saying that the Epstein files are going to be the thing. I've read it in the Daily Mail. I saw it on The View. This is the Don Voyage of 2025. This is the end. How many times does this guy got to come back for you to realize, like a phoenix from the ashes, he rises, for you to realize you can't beat him? You try to actually take him out with a bullet, and he's still here. Multiple times, in fact. And you think this is going to be the thing? And I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I'm not saying I didn't have criticism for the way he handled it. But it blows my mind that people like James Carville and other Democrats like Joy Behar and all of these kind of savants, these oracles that make prediction after prediction, are always wrong. And every single time they do the same thing, Taylor. They go, this is going to be the end of him. It's happening. The walls are closing in. This is why he's not going to be able to survive this. The Republican
Party. A storm cloud is hanging over the White House.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? When that actually happens, it'll be the first time you've been right after 500 times of being wrong. So the confidence, though, I admire the confidence. Now, Stacey Plaskett, she was questioning Michael Cohen. Again, this is just one chapter in all of the stories of all the things that brought Donald Trump down, but didn't. And she needed dirt on Michael Cohen, or she needed to question him in a way that was going to get Trump. And so who does she go to? She goes to the guy, some people might describe him as pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Jamie Raskin might describe him as constituent Jeffrey Epstein. So Stacey Plaskett is having these texts back and forth. I read a few of them on Monday. He's complimenting her outfit. She's asking about this woman who worked for Trump, Rona. Doesn't seem to be very bright. She can't figure out that Rona is a name. She's saying, like, is that an acronym? Hurry up. I'm going on in a minute. I need you to respond. And they're having this back and forth. And Epstein, who is not just a constituent, he's really Delilah for a lot of these people. He's their life coach. They're texting him around the clock for dating advice, for political advice, for money. And he's always there for them. This creep pedophile seems to always be there for the Dems. So she's going back and forth with him. And yesterday on the House floor, they wanted to censure her. And she tried to defend herself and these texts that she was sending with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, again, not to harp on the timeline, but I do think it's important. Epstein was convicted as a sex offender in 2008. This all happened in 2019. Hakeem Jeffries, his team was soliciting donations from Epstein and a dinner, a wine and dine, in, I believe, 2013. So anything past 2008, none of these people can claim they didn't know. They knew exactly who he was. They knew exactly what he was all about. And they seemed to be fine with it. The only time they weren't fine with it was when Donald Trump came into office and they realized that there was a connection through Epstein, through one of the members of his cabinet. That was the only time these people decided, because it was convenient for them, and they thought it was going to be politically beneficial to go after Epstein if it meant getting Donald Trump. The ends justify the means, in other words. It didn't work out like that. So she's texting Epstein, and now they're all trying to defend her yesterday on the House floor. And it's just backfiring spectacularly. So let's first play Raskin defending these texts between Plaskett and Epstein.
Well, they want to give them another headline, which is that they've arraigned a Democratic member for taking a phone call from her constituent, Jeffrey Epstein, in the middle of a hearing. And of course, I don't think there's any rule here against taking phone calls in a hearing.
Yeah, he's just a constituent. Constituent, pedophile, billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein. That's really, I mean, I think that that's probably how most people would have described him, as a constituent. So that was Jamie Raskin trying to defend Jeffrey Epstein and Stacey Plaskett texting each other. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries defending Stacey Plaskett. Now, Hakeem really should have saved his defense for himself, because he's also embroiled in this. His campaign, like I said, was sending Epstein emails saying, "Can we get together? Do you want to get dinner? We've got Brooklyn's Barack, and he wants to get dinner." Talk about an invitation I'd send right to the trash. Delete. Imagine getting that email. "Hey, have you heard of Hakeem Jeffries, a.k.a. Brooklyn's Barack Obama? He wants to have dinner with you." Unsubscribe. No, thank you. And so now he's defending Stacey Plaskett. This is cut three.
We believe in transparency. We believe in accountability. We believe in due process. That's the opposite of what is happening on the floor today. And let me be very clear about Stacey Plaskett. She's a woman of great intelligence and a woman of great integrity. And she deserves better than what she's receiving from House Republican extremists.
Oh, extremists.
She deserves the opportunity to be heard. She deserves due process. She deserves the ability to make her case. Not to be prosecuted by pettifoggers, playing lawyer.
Interesting choice of
words. On the floor of the House of Representatives. Google that if you don't know what it means.
Oh, Taylor, is he trying to pretend Republicans are dumb?
Pettifoggers. One word, yes. Those who are inept at law.
Because I'm going to say this, and I'm not... I don't consider myself a person of great intellect, unlike Stacey Plaskett. I did know enough not to be texting Jeffrey Epstein, but that's... I don't want to give myself too much credit, you know? I think a lot of us could put ourselves in that category. Smart enough not to be texting a convicted sex offender. I guess her intellect just left that out. But for Hakeem Jeffries to pretend he's smarter than anyone is really something else. Because I would say he's one of the dumber people in Congress. I would say he's really, when you listen to him speak, it's painful. It's very painful. Okay, but let's leave that aside for a second. So that's Hakeem Jeffries defending Stacey Plaskett. He should be defending himself. This is Hakeem Jeffries going on a rant about Epstein. This is before Comer decided to call his bluff and release the Epstein estate files. This was him. This is a supercut put together by Taylor. Cut six.
Jeffrey Epstein was a friend of Donald Trump. Jeffrey Epstein was arrested during the Trump administration. Trump administration officials are now in a position to release the Epstein files. Does any of that, in your view, have anything to do with President Joe Biden? And the Trump administration is running scared. What are they hiding from the American people? Release the files. Sunlight, of course, is the best disinfectant. And we've maintained from the very beginning that the American people just deserve the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth as it relates to the Epstein files.
Yeah, the whole truth. Does the whole truth include when you were soliciting money from Epstein? I guess when you want money from the pedophile, he's a constituent. But when you want Donald Trump to get in trouble for having any connection to the pedophile, then he's a monster. This is just, you got to learn how the game is played with these Democrats. That is how the game is played. Now, I have to also mention here that Stacey Plaskett is going to defend herself. She did so on the House floor, and it was pretty bad. But I actually, Taylor, I want to play the other one where she was on CNN. Can I get cut 10?
I believe that Jeffrey Epstein had information, and I was going to get information to get at the truth. Having a friendship with him is not something that I would deem to have. And so I'm just looking forward. I'm moving forward. And I think that that's what we as American people should do, is move forward. If individuals are not involved in illegal activity, extending his criminal enterprise or his financial enterprise or all of those things, I think that we need to look at what people are doing moving forward.
Wait, let me just better understand that. What is that point? Because at the time he was a known sex offender and it had been detailed, all the sexual abuse.
There are a lot of people who have done a lot of crimes, and as a prosecutor, you get information from people where you can.
That's like her version of some people did something. There's a lot of people who've done a lot of crimes. I'm going to get that on a bumper sticker. There's a lot of people who've done a lot of crimes. Do you think, I think a really great question to pose back to Stacey Plaskett, a woman of great intellect and great integrity, would be if you had found out that a Republican was texting Jeffrey Epstein while you were being questioned, or while a Democrat hero was being questioned, would you have the same stance? Would you still think it's okay?
I was friends with Hitler to get information from Hitler.
Hitler was complimenting my outfit because...
Look, a lot of other people have done genocide too, so...
Hitler said my skirt looked good because Hitler knew that I was actually against him and I was one of the good guys. That's why Hitler was saying, you look fabulous. It's complicated stuff. And I have one other thing, because, well, we can keep going with this. People want to talk about the Epstein release. But the other funny part of it is Jasmine Crockett, because she gets out there. And thank you to Bonchi from Red State for catching this. She gets out there on her high horse and she wants to talk about how all of these GOP politicians have received donations from Jeffrey Epstein. And the reason she's pulling that is because all these Democrats received a lot of money from Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump actually laid it out to ABC's ABC Mary yesterday. And the only problem is Jasmine Crockett, her team is probably just tired from getting bossed around by her. I've heard that she's not the nicest person. And they didn't really do their research on this one. They kind of sent her out there. Someone's getting yelled at, Taylor. Someone's getting a very angry email from Jasmine Crockett because she made a fool of herself yesterday with her claims against the GOP. We'll come back to that when we return, and we'll also play that sound from Trump yesterday when he was in the Oval Office. And he pointed out what we've been talking about this entire time, which is, why aren't you looking into Democrats like Bill Clinton, like Reid Hoffman? And it was funny when he said, He didn't really know Reid Hoffman, or he didn't remember him. I guess when you've been burned by hundreds of people like Trump has at this point, when hundreds of people have tried to take you down, you lose track. But Reid Hoffman was helping fund E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit, or whatever her suit was, her civil suit against Donald Trump. So he is a big anti-Trumper. You know, he doesn't go on like MSNBC all the time, but he's a big anti-Trumper. It just shows you how many anti-Trumpers are on Trump's list that Reid Hoffman isn't even, he hasn't even reached the top 10. Trump doesn't even know who he is. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, I got to talk Omaha Steaks here with you guys for a minute, because this is the gift this year, and I'm going to tell you why. Number one, it's delicious. Everyone loves delicious food, okay? Food, you can't go wrong. Whether it's grass-fed beef, whether it's chicken, seafood, desserts, you cannot go wrong with food. But also, what I'm noticing, and Taylor, we've talked about this with other products, you want quality, and what we're all really trying to avoid right now is waste. People don't want to get gifts that are going to sit in a bag in a closet, or that they're going to have to return because it doesn't really fit right. People want something that they can use, that they can enjoy, that's not going to take up space. And that is Omaha Steaks. Because once you get a box of these steaks, you're set. You know, if it's a crazy Wednesday and the kids are coming home and you don't know what to cook, you've got Omaha Steaks ready to go.
That's
you've
exactly
got burgers.
What I'm doing when I get home from work today. I'm out in the backyard and grilling some steaks. So the grill never goes away at the Cormier household. And not just the steaks. I mean, their hot dogs are fantastic. I really love their burgers. It's the juiciest,
I love their burgers,
tastiest
too.
Burger that you'll ever have. Usually with a burger, I'll put a little salt on there. Not needed. I mean, the flavor is built right into the Omaha Steaks burgers. And I mean, I would even forego toppings, which are usually a must with a cheeseburger, but I would, they're just so, so delicious.
And they're USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, and comfort meals as well. I also think this is a great gift for someone who might not live nearby. You can send this to them. You don't have to worry about packaging it up. They're going to send it and it's going to arrive in perfect condition. And you can just have a great, great gift giving season with Omaha Steaks. So here's what I want you to do. Right now, their Sizzle All the Way sale is going on, which means everything is 50% off. So you'd be foolish to not buy something at this point. But because you're a Grace listener, if you use code GRACE at checkout, you're going to get an extra $35 off. And I love this gift. I love to send this to my family members, especially like my younger brother, someone who he doesn't really want stuff from me, but I know he's going to eat this. You know, Taylor, you understand this. Sometimes with men, it's like,
I'm hard to shop for. You know,
yeah.
I've got varied interests that are very specific, and I know what I like, and nobody else knows about them except those that are in the same community. My wife has no idea what I want when it comes to my records, my audio stuff, anything to do, anything. So steaks is the perfect way to go. If you're a man, you like steak.
Absolutely. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. But again, you'll get the extra $35 off when you use promo code GRACE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code GRACE. We'll be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will return. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Today's poll question is brought to you by Western Razor. Buy American and support America with a razor that is 100% made in the USA. Save 10% with code GRACE at westernrazor.com. Taylor Cormier is on the board. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurleyshow.com, is which Democrat has been most damaged by the Epstein files so far? Bill Clinton, Reid Hoffman, Hakeem Jeffries, Stacey Plaskett, or Larry Summers?
Well, I put this up, Taylor, before she did the CNN interview, and things are looking bad for Stacey Plaskett, but she's a Democrat and she's in Congress, like she's a delegate. It's probably a resume enhancer, the fact that she's being, that the Republicans, the extreme right, are attacking her with their partisan vitriol. So I think she'll be fine. I'm going to stay with Larry Summers because he's had to drop off a few boards and, you know, kind of do an apology tour of sorts. So I'll go with Larry.
56% say Larry Summers, 20% for Bill Clinton, 11% for Hakeem Jeffries, 10% for Stacey Plaskett, and 1% for Reid Hoffman.
I want to play Trump talking to Mary Bruce yesterday from ABC. Can I get cut 13, please, Taylor?
Now, I just got a little report, and I put it in my pocket. Of all the money that he's given to Democrats, he gave me none, zero, no money to me. But he gave money to Democrats. And people are wise to your hoax. And ABC's, your company, your crappy company, is one of the perpetrators. And I'll tell you something.
So why not just sign it now?
I think the license should be taken away from ABC because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. And we have a great commissioner, the chairman, who should look at that, because I think when you come in and when you're 97% negative to Trump and then Trump wins the election in a landslide, that means obviously your news is not credible and you're not credible as a reporter. So I've answered your question. You should go and look at the Democrats who received money from Epstein, who spent their time. Larry Summers was with him all the time. That creep, the fund guy, was with him all the time. What's his name?
Reid Hoffman.
Who? Reid Hoffman. I don't know Reid Hoffman, but I know he spends a lot of money on the radical left. Reid Hoffman, in my opinion, should be under investigation. He's a sleazebag. And those are the
people. He is a sleazebag, and he's the co-founder of LinkedIn. And I mentioned this before, but hearing him say it again, it's got to be a double whammy for Reid Hoffman. Then not only is he embroiled in this controversy, and he has all these connections to Epstein. But on top of that, the person who takes up the most space in his brain, who he's been spending money trying to take down, doesn't even know who he is. It's the Mad Men meme. I think you're a terrible person. I don't think about you at all. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
It's amazing how for 4 years, Joe Biden was able to do whatever he wanted. And it didn't matter how much damage it did to the country. He opened up the borders. It was a real dereliction of duty. He defied the Supreme Court when it came to canceling student loan debt. The list goes on and on of how the rules did not apply to Joe Biden. And now that Trump's in office, these district court judges have made it impossible for him to do anything that usually would fall within the purview of the president of the United States. But beyond that, they're also wading into other issues, including the redistricting in Texas. And I wanted to just give you guys a quick update on this because this is going to become a really important story as we get closer to the midterms. The Supreme Court is going to have to weigh in on the case that could tip the scales for the midterms. This is from Politico. It says a lower court ruling striking down Texas's new congressional map abruptly thrust the justices into a battle they appeared to be trying to avoid. Because of the filing deadlines, the Supreme Court is going to have to make a decision on this and kind of soon. And for anyone who was following the Texas redrawing drama, it was laughable to see the Democrats turn around after gerrymandering every blue state to the point of no return, turn around and say to us, well, you can't do that because it's racist. You can't do that. That's not fair. That's a threat to democracy. Maura Healey even weighed in and she was like, oh, you don't want to do that because then I'm going to get rid of all of the Republican representation here in Massachusetts. I'm going to pull that lever. And someone must have had to say to her, there's no lever to pull there. Yeah, there's really nothing going with that. But that is the latest drama here, and Governor Greg Abbott is rightfully incensed by this because it's a double standard when Republicans are just trying to play the game that Democrats have set up and made the rules for. We suddenly are racist, we're breaking the law, we aren't allowed to do that. And it's like, I'm not asking you to change the rules. I'm just asking to play by the same rules that you guys decided to enact for over the last decade and beyond, really. And this is also coming up because right now there's congressional hearings involving Kristi Noem and Tom Homan about the border and ICE raids. But coming back here for a minute to Jeffrey Epstein, I wanted to play this sound cut from Jasmine Crockett because this did make me laugh. Jasmine Crockett, she's very quick to speak out against things. I don't think she does a lot of double checks, Taylor. I don't get the sense that she's someone who is ever worried that she could be wrong. Like sometimes if I read a story and I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good for this show. I can't wait. I'm going to dunk on this person. It's going to be fire. I'll think to myself, I better double check this. I better double check that this is legit. You know, the Brad Sherman, Taylor, the Brad Sherman story. You find out that a Democrat's on a plane looking at porn. You, as a conservative radio host, you go, that can't be true. That's got to be AI. So I do my research. No, he confirmed it, basically, by saying it was the algorithm. But he confirmed that that was a real picture.
Yeah, especially with AI every day. You gotta check on everything.
I don't think Jasmine Crockett cares, though. And that is where the ego comes into play. And the hubris of, I don't need to double check. I'm just going to go spout off whatever I think. And there's going to be no repercussions. If anything, I'm just going to get more money to spend at the Ritz. I'm going to get more money to go on TV and yell about how Donald Trump is Hitler. There's no stopping these Democrats. So this is what Jasmine Crockett said yesterday, trying to tie the GOP to Jeffrey Epstein. This is Cut 11.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio. I just want to be clear. If this is the standard that we're going to make, just know we're going to expose it all. And just know that the FEC filings, they are available for everybody to review. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Now, Bonchi, who, if you don't follow him on Twitter, he's really good, but he also writes for Red State. And he posted this clip, and he said he's going to start with the simplest rebuttal, which is that, well, yes, Epstein did donate to Republicans. Those Republicans have given the money back. And that makes Crockett's listing of the above names rather irrelevant and dishonest. Politicians can't control who donates to them, but they can control whether they keep the donations or not. Here's the thing, though. Again, this is Bonchi. It doesn't appear that any of the aforementioned people received any donations from Jeffrey Epstein, with the exception of George H.W. Bush. The latter would have occurred nearly four decades ago, long before anyone had any idea about Epstein's crimes. But here's the real kicker. So what did Crockett actually do here? The tell is the use of the qualifier, somebody named Jeffrey Epstein. Can we hear the cut again, Taylor?
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein.
Somebody named Jeffrey Epstein. In other words, Bonchi writes, she and her team simply Googled donation receipts, but didn't bother to confirm if the Jeffrey Epstein listed was the Jeffrey Epstein. And to put it even more simply, they weren't.
Classic mix-up.
She had the wrong Jeffrey Epstein. Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, for example, was donating to Lee Zeldin and other people, not constituent Jeffrey Epstein,
but it sounds
not
like
pedophile
she,
Jeffrey Epstein.
She knew what she was doing by just saying somebody named Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I think that's what Bonchi thinks too, is that she put that in there to
just
kind of
cover herself. And yeah, just, you know, cover her own ass. But yeah, it's all right, just like Jeffrey Dahmer, just put in anybody there, you're going to find somebody with that similar name who's contributed to a Republican or a Democrat. Just go through any prolific criminal in history and you'll find somebody with that. It's like the Seinfeld episode, right, Grace, with the what was the guy's name? He was a serial killer. I forget. Elaine was dating him. Doesn't matter. But she made him change his name. She actually suggested O.J. Simpson as a name.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I do remember that one. Yeah, it also reminds me of when someone texted in and said Aaron Chadbourne died, and it was a different Aaron Chadbourne in name.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
And I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh, my God, what? And I was texting him, and then he responded. I was so relieved. And then he said to me, he's like, oh, that's so nice of you that you were so concerned. I'm like, well, yeah. I would hope that would be the thing that would get me concerned. But yeah, let's hear that one more time, because I think you're right, Taylor. I think she was covering her own ass there.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly.
Folks also named Jeffrey Epstein. These Democrats are so dishonest. And the more they do stuff like this, the more you're realizing, oh, this is not what they think it's going to be. This is not. And I actually want to call out not just Democrats, because I know Ro Khanna and Massey were the ones behind this release, the Epstein files. And I've seen clips of them saying, well, if we don't get a lot of bombshells, then that means that there's still stuff that's eventually you got to let it go. Like eventually you can keep saying that forever. And this is an issue. And we talked about this, Taylor, on my first day back behind the scenes. But I said these conspiracy theories, and it's not just the left, they're popping up on the right. They're exhausting, because no matter what you say to a Candace Owens, no matter what you say, they'll always have an answer, which is like, well, that's because they're not showing us this. How do I prove that?
Trump was saying this earlier this week. He was saying, look, we released the JFK files at the beginning of my administration this time around, and it still wasn't enough for anybody. We still didn't get a definitive answer, and people are upset that not everything was released according to them. They didn't get enough information. So whatever you put out there, it's never going to be enough to satisfy the true extremists on that specific conspiracy theory.
Yeah, they're never happy. And I used to joke with Jared sometimes because he would tell me a conspiracy theory. And then, you know, there's always a day of reckoning, you know, like, well, on this day, this is when, remember, Taylor? It was happening for months. And I was like, hey, Jared, what about now? He's like, well, you just got to wait one more week.
It's all coming together.
It's like Ryan Seacrest keeping us on the edge of our seats for the American Idol winner. You're just going to have to wait till after the break. And I would go, what? No, you promised. But it's true. They'll never be satisfied. I wanted to mention just a few things here. Mom Donnie is going to keep Jessica Tisch on as the New York police commissioner, which I guess has a lot of business people and New Yorkers who aren't on board with the anti-Semite socialist running New York City. They're taking a sigh of relief. They think that that could actually that could stave off chaos for at least a little while. But I also saw this headline, Taylor. Mom Donnie seeks $4 million for transition, says he hopes not to need to ask for funds soon. Story of my life. You know, I really hope that after this, just send me a little bit more money, and then I really hope that it will be enough. If I know anything about socialists, I don't think it will be. What was that thing Margaret Thatcher said about socialism? That it's great until you run out of other people's money.
But we're still asking for your help because we need to raise $4 million in total. So January 1st can be the day we start to deliver, not start to prepare. I hope very soon not to have to ask you for money. But until then, I'm asking for you to go to transition2025.com and give whatever you can to help build a New York that everyone can afford. This is your city, and I can't wait to get to work.
How socialist is it? That's a real classic socialist move, though. It's like, vote for me, everything's going to be free. And then you get in, and you're like, hey, I'm going to need some money to make this happen. And hopefully soon, it will all be perfect. I wouldn't hold your breath. I hope all those young people who voted for him, all those women, all those white women in New York City, cough it up, sister. Hand it over. Start Venmoing your boyfriend, the heartthrob Mom Donnie. Start Venmoing him some money for his transition team. One last thing before we go to break here, Taylor. People want to know about the cat. People are worried about the cat. They're
Gracie. Taylor
made mention that he took his cat. And
I deported the cat.
Yeah, you sent it outside.
Yeah, it's outside of the borders of the house. Well,
I said, isn't that like not done? Isn't that something that you don't?
I think it's done. Yeah, when a cat is expressing behavioral troubles and you've reached your wit's end, you don't know what else to do, you put it outside. So with every child that we've had, she has gotten a little bit progressively worse. Like with Harrison, she was, you know, a little bit trepidatious. She kind of warmed up to him. Then with Lily, she exhibited some behavioral signs. And now with Margot, she just completely lost it. Yeah, she's stressed out.
She's like, what's wrong with you people?
And we also introduced another cat during that time. So she was an all or nothing cat. You give me all the attention or nothing. And so we're giving her nothing.
Yeah, she's having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, so she's outside now.
Hopefully she can meet someone outside that can give her all she needs. Hopefully she meets another furry friend who can help her.
She can visit the chickens.
The chickens. All right, everyone, we will be right back. We've got an exciting segment coming up. You guys don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, especially if you like saving money and you want to hear about some delicious food. That's all the hints I'm going to give. We will be right back.
Follow Grace on X at @G_Curly. This is the Grace Curley Show.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goody, goody.
That's right, everyone. It's time for Grace's Goodies, and we are joined by Charles Bellinger from Aviva Trattoria, who is here to talk about all things delicious food. Charles, it's that time of year. It's getting crispy. It's getting cold. I'm looking at the menu for Aviva, and I'm telling you where I'm going. It's mushroom ravioli, meatballs and spaghetti, just all of those really hearty, warm comfort dishes that Aviva does so well. Tell us what else is on the menu today.
I mean, this time of year is totally, you're right, is totally our wheelhouse. Once the temperature starts to drop, the meatballs definitely start to get rolled a lot quicker around here, that's for sure. Don't forget about the chicken cacciatore. We have a beautiful chicken cacciatore with fresh fusilli pasta. It's fantastic. Great on a really, really cold day. Great.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to go to, and I'm sure everyone will want to go to gracecurlyshow.com, you can click on Grace's Goodies and get a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. There are so many great locations. It's a great opportunity to try it out for half price, and you're going to love all the food. Something I love about the food at Aviva, you were just mentioning some of your classics, but it's also the fact that you really source a lot of ingredients from local spots. You want this food to taste really authentic and really fresh for people.
Absolutely. I mean, we try and use Italian tomatoes whenever possible. We get the freshest ingredients that we can. We prep daily. A modern chef should only prep what he or she needs for the day, and that's what we do here. You know, it's great.
Yeah. Absolutely. And another thing that's one of my favorites, and if you guys have never been to an Aviva Trattoria, these are beautiful restaurants, open kitchens, plenty of seating. But something else is that the menus are never staying the same. You guys don't rest on your laurels. You don't, you know, and there's plenty of places that have great food where you kind of go in month after month and you're like, yeah, it's the same stuff. You know, I'm going to go with what I always go with. At Aviva, it's not just the menu that's always changing. It's the cocktail menu, Charles, that is always changing with the different seasons.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of, I would say, probably mad scientists down in one of our locations that focus on all of our cocktails for us. There's a great little team. They're very, very creative, pulling different items from, like, all over the place. We have this great company that we work with that makes these fresh mixers for us. One of them is called Fig and Delicious, like Fig and Delicious. It is fantastic. It's one of our holiday drinks.
Yeah, they also have a really delicious sangria. I know that from personal experience, which you guys should try out. There are so many different locations. I'm actually going to read them for the listeners in case you want to go to gracecurlyshow.com and get an Aviva Trattoria gift card. You might be wondering, is there one near me? There's a really good chance there is. In Massachusetts, they have locations in Quincy, Hanover, Stoneham, Wrentham, Maynard, Marlborough, Westford, and in New Hampshire, Nashua, Bedford, and Rochester. It is a really great restaurant, and I'm sure, Charles, as the holiday seasons approach, I'm sure people are booking out dinners with their families or even their companies.
You are 100% correct. We are already booking for all the holiday seasons coming up. We have multiple locations. Multiple locations also have private dining rooms that can be completely private or semi-private. We can pretty much accommodate parties of up to 60 in a couple of them. The dining room is your oyster, really. Whatever you need, we can pretty much make it happen for the holidays.
Everybody at Aviva gives their all to the restaurants. The wait staff there is unbelievable. I know a lot of my listeners have experienced that firsthand. The food is top-notch, the desserts, the cocktails, the atmosphere and the ambiance. Everything at Aviva is amazing. Thank you, Charles, for coming on the show. Thank you for always coming on and offering this great deal for my listeners. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Get a gift card. It's for $50, but you're paying just $25 when you go to gracecurlyshow.com. And also check out their menu to see exactly what I'm talking about at avivatrattoria.com. All right, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow for another great show. Enjoy Howie. He's coming up next.
You keep meatballs in your jacket?